I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. And we are joined with one of the owner, or joined by one of the owners of ThrottleNet, George Rosenthal. George, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Before we get talking, I want to play. This is what we're talking about. This is Mark Zuckerberg talking about AI. Let's play clip one.
This vision is different from others in the industry who want to direct AI at automating all of the valuable work. At Meta, we believe in putting the power of superintelligence in people's hands to direct it towards what they value in their own lives. I expect that people will spend less time on productivity software and more time creating and connecting. I think that personal devices like glasses that can see what we see, hear what we hear, and interact with us throughout the day are going to become our main computing devices.
George, he's talking about glasses powered with AI. What do you think of Zuckerberg's comments?
I think he's 100% correct. I think the wearable AI is what's going to end up happening. And, you know, he made a great point during that presentation. He said, look, you know, this is something I took kind of weird at first. He's like, if you don't have AI glasses or AI wearables, you're at a cognitive disadvantage. And what he means by that is it's kind of like having... It's like having not having a smartphone today. If you had a flip phone and you walked around in today's world, you would be left behind completely in everything, from your daily life to talking and texting with family, your work life. Everything would be completely different if you did not have a smartphone. And that's the way this is going to be, in my mind, in my opinion, with wearables and especially glasses. And I do have, full disclosure, I do have a pair of the Ray-Ban Meta glasses, the smart glasses. They don't have AI on them yet. But they are fascinating and a little creepy to wear at the same time.
So when you talk about AI glasses, George, I mean, forgive me, but what exactly are we talking about? So I remember when Google came out with these glasses like 8 years ago. When you're saying AI, what do you mean? What will we be wearing on our face?
So whether they're sunglasses or regular clear lenses, whether the lenses themselves are you know, based on your vision and helping your vision. But the point is there's a computer inside the glasses, just like the smart glasses you can get right now at Best Buy. You can get them for $400 and it talks to you. You can use a little speaker right at the bottom of the glasses. You can hear everything that the glasses tell you. But these glasses will be watching and with you throughout your entire day. Learning about your job, learning about your family, learning about your daily tasks, helping you with everything that you do, recognizing faces. And I am terrible at memorizing names with faces. These things will see somebody in front of you and whisper in your ear what their name is. So it's completely going to be with you everywhere you go and everything you do, and then integrate that into a smart home so that when you get home, the AI is built into your smart home devices, and then you have a complete assistant with you at all times.
So that's glasses, George. And I'll get back to the glasses in a minute, but you're talking about AI wearables. What if someone doesn't want to wear glasses? You talked about the smartphone, which I think is a great analogy. If when this, you know, starts hitting, if you don't have the glasses, you're out, or is there a different kind of AI wearable in the future?
Well, so Apple's vision were these big goggles, and, you know, eventually they're going to get smaller and more compact. But I think, you know, socially, you're not going to walk around with goggles on your face and make that pretty much a norm. If you don't wear glasses, it's going to be everything like a watch. I have an Apple smartwatch on right now that's tracking everything health wise and you can play music from it and everything like that. But imagine AI built into your watch that then talks to your phone, that then talks to your glasses, that then talks to your smart home devices when you get home. And so it's helping you completely along the way with your daily life and everything. I mean, managing your tasks, filling calendars. Like, so let's say you're having a meeting with somebody and they say, hey, let's meet next Tuesday at 2. And you say, well, where would you like to meet? Well, let's meet at restaurant ABC. Well, AI has already put that calendar invite on your calendar while you're sitting there talking to the person. So you don't even have to create a calendar invite and send it to anybody. Those kinds of things, it's going to drastically improve how you do everything in life and helping you with everything that you're doing, from any questions you have, directions. And soon, augmented reality will be built into your glasses and or wearables, so that if you, let's say you're going on a walk and you look up at a building and you don't know what the building is, it'll tell you this building was built in this year and here's who's in that building, and augmented reality will be part of everything that you're doing.
So there'll be a time where I can't lie to my wife and say, oh, I forgot. I actually have to tell her I don't want to do something.
Yes, I have a feeling we are not too far away from that completely. That will be completely gone. Yes, that will be completely transparent. Yeah. Unless you ask the AI to lie for you, which in some cases you can get it to do that for you right now.
So, you know, you talk about, so it will go back to a base, right? It will be stored somewhere. But, I mean, will the AIs be talking to each other? So let's say you and I are having a conversation in person and you introduce me to someone, right? Okay. Now, yeah. Someone else wearing those AI glasses runs into that person later in the day. Now, because my AI glasses learn that person's name, is that person's name now going to be in the other person's AI glasses before they even introduce themselves?
I think initially no, but eventually yes. It'll all be one big system, depending on which platform you go with, whether it's a Meta, Apple, Google, whatever that may be, because not all systems are going to talk to everything because they're competitors with each other. So, but yeah, whatever platform that you're on, let's say Apple comes out with the glasses and you have a smart home with all the Apple gear and you have an Apple smartwatch and an Apple iPhone, all of that complete environment will talk to each other. So it just depends on which environments. It's basically a race. It's a complete race to see who can get the biggest AI platform and that people will adopt, because it's going to be harder to leave that environment once you've signed up for it.
So the more people on an AI platform, the smarter that AI is.
Yes.
So
yes. And
right
it'll
now,
also be, it's continuously learning, and it'll be learning everything about you as well and becoming more and more and more personal to you as you go through about your life with the AI. And then what's going to be really wild is when they start putting robots in your house that can then assist you with everyday tasks that are using the same AI.
So, you know, right now, before, you know, this, I'm not wearing AI, a lot of the audience isn't. So in the AI that we have now, what platform would you say is in the lead of knowledge and advancement?
So they all have different...
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Different, not all, but most have different uses that they really specialize in. My favorite, though, that I use every day, all day long, is OpenAI ChatGPT. That is literally at my finger. It's the closest app to my thumb on my phone. It's the closest app on my watch. I literally use it every day, all day long, for everything. I don't even do Google searches anymore. I literally use ChatGPT to search the internet instead of Google. That's my total favorite. Now, will it always be like, wait, I don't know. I think it's probably going to change. And again, if a large organization like Meta comes out with an environment that I really like, then I can adopt and change over to that environment and tie it into every aspect of my day.
So, I mean, George, let's fast forward 10 years into the future, 15 years into the future. What is one thing that AI won't be able to do? Where is its limitations? Where is, you know, what's the max for AI?
Well, so we're now at the beginning stages of it. This is the horse and buggy stages of AI. When it gets to artificial general intelligence, AGI, that's when it will be smarter than any human that's ever lived. That is going to be the beginning of crazy in the way of whether we get really stupid as a species or whether we use it and get smarter. I have a feeling it's going to be the first, where we all get a little more dumber because we're relying so much on AGI. But in the future, like 5, 10, 15 years, it's going to be robots. It's going to be AI, but it's going to be AI inside of a robot that can help you throughout your entire day.
So when does it get dangerous, George? Because, you know, I hear the scare tactics of AI taking over. When does it get dangerous and it might be time to, I don't know, reel back some of this stuff?
Well, I think Pandora's box is open. I don't think we're going to be able to reel back a lot of this stuff. But I think it gets scary when AGI, artificial general intelligence, is then matched with robots. That's when it gets scary. I think right now it's a matter of improving your life, your lifestyle, making you more efficient in everything that you do, from home tasks all the way to work tasks. I think that's where we're at, and we're going to be even more and more efficient with artificial intelligence. But I think you're going to see it in everything: cars, washing machines, microwaves. Everything will have that intelligence built into it. My refrigerator already can tell me what's in the refrigerator and what out of what's in there, what ingredients I can then make for dinner, and I can access that from anywhere. And so it's that's the kind of thing where AI is not just going to be an app on your phone. It'll be tied into everything that you do and wear.
Now, cheap people like me are going to have this very question. The AI glasses that are going to be coming out that, you know, you said is going to be like a smartphone, and I think you're right. Is that going to be another data plan, or are these the kind of things that run off the data on your phone, kind of like my Apple Watch does?
So right now, the Meta sunglasses that I have, I'm actually holding them right now, they talk to my phone. So they're using the data on my phone. Now, okay, there's a camera built in, speaker built in. You can talk to it. You can, you know, touch the side of the glasses and change the volume, change the song that you're listening to. You can live broadcast on Facebook for up to 30 minutes on a full battery charge.
Those are
the kinds of things. It's unbelievable. It's so crazy. Now, I will say there's a privacy concern that is an issue here, because you're walking around with a camera that's looking at everybody and everything and then recording that in its memory, so to speak, as to what the people are saying and doing and so forth, along with live pictures, video, and live broadcasting. So there's going to be some privacy issues that we're all going to have to deal with as a society when it comes to wearables or any type of AI built into anything that you're holding or working with. So that I think is going to be an issue when it comes to some sort of regulation that's going to have to make sure that we all have some sort of privacy when we're all walking around with glasses that have AI and cameras built in.
George, really interesting stuff. I could keep on going if I wasn't up against the clock. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was a lot of fun talking to you.
George Rosenthal, he is one of the owners of ThrottleNet, telling you about these AI glasses and beyond. We'll wrap up the show when we come back here on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.